My name's Marowa, and I am a 5-time Guinness World Record holding hula hoop artist. I mean, hooping, you know, has a really long history. It goes back to pyramids and Egyptians and there's all kinds of stories. I definitely was a sporty kid, and I definitely remember that I couldn't hula hoop.
We take 8 to get over, we take 8 to get back. You don't go before the person in front of you.
I'm teaching workshops on multiple hoops and also some rhythmic gymnastics hoops. When I was a kid, I used to have the Guinness World Record book and I always wanted to be in it. So when I started hula hooping professionally, I decided that that was what I needed to do. the record for most hoops at the time was 99. And I kept practicing and I kept putting more and more hoops and it kept going up and it got to sort of 110 and then it got to 132, I think it was. And then it was 2 years ago in New York when I was doing a show there and I went for 160 and smashed it. Sweden, London, France, Italy. I think a lot of people, especially because I like traveling, you know, people dream of having a job that lets them travel and that goes all over the world and da-da-da. And I worked really hard to make sure that that's what happened and it did. Even when I was a kid, we traveled a lot. You know, my dad's Somali, so Somalis are pretty nomadic. I felt like it kind of just carried through. So we lived in the Middle East, we lived in Papua New Guinea, lived in Australia, traveled through Asia a lot.
A few renegades in there. On the whole, pretty good. You know who you are. I gave you a look. If you're going too fast, make sure you're just behind the person in front of you.
So hoops generally will come as a plain plastic. A lot of people make them out of things like water piping, which is obviously not that pretty. It's, you know, just black piping with numbers and letters, you know, printed all over it.
This is called sunset pearl tape. There's also a sunrise edition of this, but we're out of it. And then this is like a crazy new pearl, which is basically,
most hoopers like to hoop, like tape their own hoops. People, you know, will choose different colors and they'll do combinations. They might do one layer of one color and then put a different layer over the top or do crisscrosses or put a different colour on the inside, different colour on the outside. No, I don't use the grip tape. I'm a purist. I don't like the grip tape. I feel like it's cheating because it's making the hoop stick to you, you know? It's like having training wheels on it. I'm on the cusp of retiring. I kind of consider myself retired. I just teach now. I have a troupe in London. I have 26 girls that also have a world record, and they hoop, and I've taught them and trained them, and they do routines, and I'm kind of passing the baton on to the next generation. I feel that's what I think. Oh, I'm 33. I mean, it's scientific. you can't argue with it, you know. Your body starts deteriorating at a certain point. And, I didn't want to do this forever. I'm sure I'll still be putting on a costume and doing an act when I'm in my 80s and 90s, but not every week, not as my source of income.
Stand, pick up your hoop. Beautiful. Nice. Okay. I think we're done.